USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
French President Emmanuel Macron told reporters through an interpreter near the blaze at Notre Dame that he will seek international help to rebuild the cathedral.
It is the epicenter of our life.
The huge fire demolished the roof and spire of the iconic cathedral in Paris and has triggered an outpouring of emotion worldwide. Cardinal Timothy Dolan in New York City.
While our sorrow couldn't come close to that gripping the heart of the French nation, it is certainly sincere and it's certainly deep.
The significant collection of artwork and holy objects kept inside the church has been recovered. In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Democrat Bernie Sanders took part in a Fox News town hall, and he refused to explain why he would not voluntarily pay the massive 52% wealth tax that he advocated imposing on the nation's richest individuals. Earlier, Sanders released 10 years of his tax returns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Donald Trump took part in a roundtable on tax reform and the economy Monday in Minnesota, pointing to the massive overhaul in those areas, and he said health care is next.
After the election, assuming you elect Republicans, we're not only going to save all of your private plans, that's 180 million people, but we're going to give you something much better as an alternative, just as an alternative to Obamacare, much less expensive.
The National Weather Service has confirmed more than a dozen tornadoes swept through the South over the weekend and left at least 8 people dead in Hamilton, Mississippi. Mississippi. This woman watched the winds pick up a mobile home and toss it onto another home.
Saw the trailer flying over and land on their house. The power poles were sparking out the top, and then there was like a funnel. You could see the debris just going in it, and then it was over.
The number of measles cases in the United States made its biggest jump of the year, with 90 new cases reported in just 1 week. That, according to numbers released Monday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A study finds a diabetes drug is showing promise in treating related kidney disease. More from USA's Wendy King.
The study, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, finds the drug Invokana, which is used to control blood sugar, can prevent or slow kidney disease in people with type 2 diabetes, lowering by 30% the risk of kidney failure, the need for dialysis, or a kidney transplant. Type 2 diabetes can damage the kidneys over time. Diabetes-related kidney disease is responsible for nearly 500,000 people needing dialysis and for thousands of kidney transplants each year. I'm Wendy King.
The fallen chief exec of CBS is feeling a drop in his income. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
Leslie Moonves, the former CEO of CBS, earned $47.1 million in 2018 originally, but then he had to forfeit $34.5 million in stock awards. So it brought his compensation down to $12.6 million for the year. That according to a regulatory filing on Friday. He probably won't be panhandling anytime soon, but that's still a paltry sum when compared with the $69 million he had earned in 2017 and 2016. The longtime CBS leader, forced to resign after revelations of past sexual misconduct allegations, were detailed in two exposés published last July and September in The New Yorker.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.